Shaw here, and today I'm chatting to Melissa Coho, otherwise known as the go-to queen for GVO and 7-Minute Workout. I met Melissa about 7 months ago and instantly took a liking to this friendly, approachable and helpful young mother, who now has what many would consider one of the most enviable jobs on the internet. Apart from working closely with two very fit men, and I do mean that in the literal sense, Melissa gets paid to spend hours on the social networking sites. It wasn't always like that, though, so let's have a chat and see how Melissa's life has changed over the past year. Hi, Melissa.
Hello.
How are you?
I am good, and thank you for that introduction.
Well, I'm so glad that you could fit me in, because I know now that you're very, very busy one way and another. When I first met you, you weren't quite in this kind of position, and I remember you kind of standing in the shadows, not being at the forefront of the activity, but now you're definitely the person people go to when they want something done, aren't you?
Actually, that seminar was definitely a pivotal turning point in my life here in San Antonio, Texas, and my position in GVO. So, yeah, I mean, yes, I was kind of standing in the background, but I was there and I was learning an awful lot. And I had already kind of started doing a little bit of social networking and being at that seminar and meeting many affiliates such as yourself and people and networking. It really kind of brought out more of me, and which showed more to Joel and started my whole new position in GVO.
Mm-hmm. So for the listeners who aren't aware of your background, let's just fill them in a bit. You are married to Blake, who is a member of the GVO crew as well, isn't he? What does he do? What is his position?
He works in the customer service and support end. He handles a lot of, the quality assurance, making sure that everything is running smoothly.
Mm-hmm. And did you move from Canada?
Yes, we did.
Okay, so that must have been quite an upheaval for you.
Yes, it sure was, and quite a decision for me to make that decision to leave Canada and come here.
Mm-hmm. Because your background is actually, you were an educational assistant working with children with special needs, weren't you?
Yes, I was. I did that for 10 years, working as an educational assistant in the education system in Canada for 10 years. And I really enjoyed it. And it was hard to say goodbye to such a job that I enjoyed doing. I definitely enjoy being a part of something that makes you feel good at the end of the day. And that job was very fulfilling for me.
Yes, it must be very rewarding. I mean, I know that my son obviously has got autism, so I've been around a lot of children with special needs, and when you see what they achieve, small milestones, it is just incredible, isn't it?
Yes, for sure. Yes, every little milestone that they achieve throughout the school year is great. And you know, there was days, you know, you just left the school thinking, oh, you know, they did so well, you know. And there was times that obviously were frustrating days, but, you know, the good days always outweighed the bad days.
Mm-hmm. So you must be incredibly patient, and that must come in very handy at the moment, because with being the go-to person for GVO and 7-Minute Workout, there's a lot of people must be vying for your attention.
Yes, patience is definitely a great quality trait to have, because, yeah, I mean, I am very busy, but I am enjoying every moment of it. I'm getting back that same satisfaction that I had, you know, with my job working with special needs children, because I am making a difference in other lives. And so I still, you know, get that end of the day feeling of satisfaction and feeling like I did something good. So it's great. I'm enjoying it.
Mm-hmm. So you have a position with GVO where you are the social, how would you call yourself, social manager, is it?
The specific title is social media manager.
Mm-hmm. So what does that involve? Is that maintaining the online reputation of the companies and the people you represent?
Yes, exactly. It's just making sure, you know, social media obviously is a very huge right now. It's a very big niche, but requires an awful lot of time. And you know, big companies and people, you know, with, you know, online presence, they just don't have the time required to ensure that, you know, their social media is out there and is showing positive and good rapport for them between for business and personally. So social media, you know, social media manager, it's your job to ensure that the person or the company you are representing is being represented in a positive way.
So actually that could be a very lucrative business for like stay-at-home mums, really, couldn't it? People who like to network and socialize but can't necessarily go out for a job.
Oh yes, definitely. And right now is definitely the time to be jumping in on that, with social media being so big and Facebook. But yeah, if you have a computer and you have time and you enjoy social networking and talking with people, then it's an ideal job for you.
You, I think you hit the nail on the head, though. It's if you have time. I mean, I rarely do much with Facebook. I know I should. I know that's a business opportunity there, but it can be incredibly time consuming, can't it? When you read somebody's message and then they send you off on a link to a video or something like that, you could spend hours, couldn't you? I think the average is supposed to be, I think they say most people spend about 50 minutes a day on Facebook, but I'm sure you spend more like 5 or 6 hours or more, do you?
Yes, that's correct. The statistic is about 15 minutes, and that is for, you know, the 5 million users of Facebook. So the potential is obviously huge. But yes, being a social media manager, I'm obviously on there an awful lot more in a day. So yeah, it is a time-consuming kind of job, but you know, it can, if you enjoy the social networking and you enjoy interacting with people and having that type of interaction, then it's an ideal job.
Mm-hmm. So, did you get the job with GVO after you'd committed to working out and losing some weight, or was it the other way around?
I had actually been working with GVO in the customer support end and starting to learn things prior to the seminar and prior to taking on the position of social media manager. I was working in the support end of things and learning just how, you know, the internet works and what web posting is and that sort of thing, and all about the back end of things. Since coming from a background of working with special needs children, I mean, I had an understanding of computers, but definitely didn't know really how the web hosting worked or what all the behind things of internet was. So, you know, I had been spending months learning that prior to becoming part of social media manager in GVO. So taking on that position, I had already built up some knowledge of how this business works, what our tools are for GVO and how they all work. Because I need to be knowledgeable in that when I'm doing the social media as well, because, you know, I need to know when looking at a blog how to look at comments or how it all runs and that sort of thing to understand if there's any problems as well. So yeah, I had built up that knowledge for months before I had started, and it was just after the seminar that I took on the position of, you know, social media manager. Mm-hmm. And I had just started working out with Joel probably, you know, a few weeks prior to the seminar starting.
Because you have a blog up, don't you? Is it called My 100 Pound Weight Loss?
It's My 100 Pound Meltdown.
Oh, well, Meltdown. Oh, right.
Yes.
And you're doing very well, aren't you? Have you lost 40 pounds, did I hear the other day?
Yes, just over 40 pounds, getting closer to, you know, my halfway mark. But, I had started that blog when I was learning more about GVO tools and GVO web hosting. And I had started my weight loss journey already. And when I prior to starting to work out with Joel, and when he saw that I was really committed to wanting to lose weight and learning about fitness and nutrition, is when he decided to take me on and to kind of become my trainer and mentor and show me how to properly exercise and nutrient my body as well.
Mm-hmm. So prior to that, you've had a weight problem all your life, is that right?
Yes, I started gaining weight around when I was about 15 years old in high school. I had a very serious leg surgery when I was 14 years old. That was very painful in a year of recovery, and I went down in my weight very drastically. And then because of the pain in my legs and not moving as much anymore, and being in pain, I started turning to food and not exercising as much. So definitely, as the years went on, starting from 15 and on, I just kept gaining and gaining and gaining. And, I tried so many different fad diets and things to lose weight and then just gain it back. So, yeah, I pretty much had a weight problem all of my adult life.
Mm-hmm. And your husband, he's very supportive. Has he always been supportive of your diets? I know now he's your buddy and your training partner with the 7-minute workout, but when you had previous diets, was he supportive?
He was supportive. He was. He's always been the most supportive person in my life. Whenever I'd have criticism from any type of other family or friends, he was always the one that would never criticize and always be supportive of any decision I made. So when he, I had mentioned in, the webcast of that night, when he had said, I don't believe you. I think that was kind of his last straw of saying to me, this needs to be it. This is where you need to make the final decision to head on the path of health now. So it was a good wake-up call, but yes, he's always been my biggest supporter.
So did he exercises now as well, but did he exercise prior to you starting? I mean, did he get in first and then you joined, or did you get in first and then he joined?
Actually, he was doing it first. He was starting to go to the gym months before with Joel, before I started.
And how did you feel when you first went? Because I know a lot of people, when they go to the gym, especially if they are overweight or unfit, they feel somewhat embarrassed looking at the other people, who many of whom really enjoy exercise and are very toned already. How did you feel? Did you feel uncomfortable?
I would say, honestly, yes, I did feel uncomfortable, because there is that perception that, fit people are the ones that go to the gym, and those that, are overweight, they don't go to the gym. But the great thing is the gym that I went to is very family-oriented. So, there was people of all sizes and all ages, which was encouraging. But yes, the first, couple of weeks, first month, it was, intimidating. But now it's just empowering. I go in there and I feel confident, I feel great, and I don't have that feeling of being an outcast or not really belonging there. But I can totally understand that it is intimidating to make that first step to walk through the door. But once you make that step, and kind of, as Joel would say, step out of your comfort zone, is when you're going to achieve the greatest results.
That's the same with everything, isn't it? The hardest step is always the first one, isn't it?
Definitely, definitely.
So both you and Blake are exercising now and on, obviously, healthy nutritional diets. What about your children? Are they keen on exercise now that you're setting them a really good example?
Yes, they are, especially my daughter, because she's 11. So she is definitely caught on to it a lot more. My son is 5. I mean, he's aware that, exercising and, getting healthier, but his understanding is a little bit different from what my daughter's is at 11. She really, you know, understands, and she makes better, healthier food choices, you know, and we have a lot different food grocery lists now. We don't quite, you know, get the same things that they always wanted, and their treats are a lot more limited now, but it's been great. My daughter has embraced it a lot more than my son. He's a little bit more resistant, but we're getting him there.
That's one of the nice things about GVO, my understanding, is that it's pretty family orientated, isn't it? You've got husbands and wives working together, and I imagine, do you get together socially?
Oh, yes, there's always events going on the weekends and things. Yeah, we definitely have become quite close in the office. It is all very family-oriented. In the summertime, you will see the kids running around the office as they're no longer in school. So it is definitely family-oriented, and it is great. We do spend a lot of time together on the weekends because a lot of us are away from our families that are all, most of them are in Canada, so...
Mm-hmm. That's nice. Only sometimes it can get difficult, can't it, when you live, breathe and sleep the same job. I know years ago when I first got married, my husband was in the Navy and we lived in married quarters, and it was always difficult because the people that you lived with or were surrounded by worked at the same place, and so we actually moved away. Not that we didn't like the people, but we just didn't want to live, breathe and sleep Navy, if you know what I mean.
I know what you mean. I mean, yes, we kind of live, breathe and sleep GVO. But I think what's exciting about it is that we all have a common goal of wanting to see it all be successful and to making a difference in others' lives. So I think it's been, you know, complimentary because we do spend a lot of time talking about it, you know, outside of the office and inside of the office. But I can understand, you know, where you need that break. And I think we, you know, when we need the break, or, you know, you just spend more time with just your family on the weekends, or, you know, when others have visitors in, you know, we kind of step away from that person and let them have their, you know, visit with their family as well.
Mm-hmm. But also a nice thing about your job and the GVO tools and GVO and 7-minute workout is that you can mix and network with people from all over the world, can't you? And in fact, you can form relationships where you actually feel as if you know the person, even though you've never met them.
Yes, for sure. I mean, I've been, networking with many GVO affiliates such as yourself, and definitely getting to know them, especially those who were at the seminar and got to meet in person. And then, you know, with 7-minute workout and the founding Maverick members, I feel like I'm really getting to know people, you know, and part of their lives. And it's a great feeling, and, you know, it opens up the, you know, more broader area of friends and family in there.
Mm. It's a wonderful community, isn't it? And it's amazing when you do read the blogs and the comments in there, how the different age groups and the different people with the different health problems, how much they've all improved, and how much better they feel having just exercised a few minutes a day, 3 times a week, and changed their diet. It's really inspiring.
Yes, I agree. It is very inspiring, and it inspires and motivates me every day. It just seeing, you know, what a difference it's making in other lives, and seeing the improvement they're having and how much better they're feeling, how much more confidence they're having. I know how they're feeling because I've been there, and I've built up that confidence and all over the time, and it's great to be able to, like, you know, make a difference in their lives.
Mm. Well, you certainly have built up your confidence anyway, and that's very evident.
I would say that probably when we met 7 months ago, you wouldn't have heard me doing a webcast, that's for sure.
No. So has Blake noticed a difference in you?
Oh,
would
yes,
you say?
Definitely. He always tells me how I stand up so much straighter, and also not just physically straighter, but, you know, with much more confidence in myself, and feeling much more proud about myself and what I am accomplishing. And he notices a big difference.
Mm-hmm. So it's not just an external thing, it's an internal feeling as well, then?
Oh, for sure, for sure. I mean, when you are, you know, overweight for most of your life, you know, you have some internal issues as well that are reasons why you've kind of overeaten all of the time. So, you know, getting to the core of it and finding that confidence and building that up is empowering, and it makes you feel so much better.
Mm. Well, that's absolutely. And when you say empowering, do you find that it's easier now to control all those men in the office then?
Yes, you know, I feel like I'm the power woman of the group.
Well, you do say that you kick butt in the gym, is that right?
I'm doing pretty good. I'm pretty proud of myself and continually even surprise myself at how much I can keep continuing to grow my strength in the gym, and it is empowering. I have wrote a few blog posts on my 100 pound meltdown about some experiences, you know, I've had in the gym with people, you know, like trainers in the gym noticing, or other females who are in their training noticing, you know, difference in my strength. And it's great, you know, I am the woman walking in with the boys in the gym, and it's an empowering moment.
Oh, well, that's absolutely fantastic. Well, I really enjoy listening to your webinars every week. Admittedly, I listen to the recordings because they're a bit early for me, but absolutely fantastic. Anyway, I appreciate your time, and it's been great chatting to you, but I'd better let you go now, as I suspect you probably have some social networking to do. Do you?
Yes, I do. Always on that social networking. But I do appreciate you taking the time and having this lovely chat with me.
Well, that's fantastic. Anyway, I'll let you go so you can have your daily fix, and we'll speak again. Thank you for everything. Bye.
Bye. Thank you, Jean.